Good morning. We're so glad you could take the time out this morning to join us for just a time in the Word. We want to focus our attention on the book of Hebrews, chapters 3 and 4 this morning. And it's along the line of what is known as the faith rest life. Somebody says, when faith rests, worries run. When you have a faith in God that causes you just to rest in Him, well, of course, worries have no place in your life. And somebody else said, when reason fails, faith prevails. That's pretty good, isn't it? When reason fails, when things just don't make sense, your faith in God is what prevails for you. I'd like to call your attention, if you have time, to sit down maybe with a cup of coffee and open your Bible to chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews. And I want you to notice the number of times that the word rest is involved there. Rest. It says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the formation of the world. For He spake in a certain place of the servants of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all His works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, He limiteth a certain day, saying to David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would He not have afterward spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into His rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from His. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. He also has ceased from his rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Wow. Rest, rest, rest. It could be this morning that your life is full of turmoil, pain, and hardship. You know, living your life opposite of the world's philosophy, according to what seems reasonable, that's the faith rest life. I'll say it again. Living your life opposite of the world's philosophy, according to what seems reasonable. You know, the world says, well, God helps those who help themselves. That's not in the Bible. Faith often seems unreasonable. But when reason fails, faith prevails. And so many times, God is trying to teach you to trust Him. Did you notice that first word of that first verse? Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us to enter into His rest. You see, our rest is based on God's promises. Remember when God said to Sarah that she would have a child? Those were His promises. He said to the children of Israel, the walls of Jericho will fall down. Those were God's promises. He said the Midianites will be defeated, even though there was no way in the world by reason that the Midianites could be defeated. But when they trusted and had faith in God's promises, it's exactly what happened. See, the faith rest life is learning to trust God's promises and Bible doctrine so implicitly that when you're trusting God to work, it really seems foolish, like it doesn't make any sense. You remember when Corrie ten Boom and her sister, Betsy ten Boom, were in the prison camp, and they found out that the place where they were staying was infested with fleas. And Corrie was just so frustrated, like, God, I prayed You'd get rid of the fleas, but they're not gone, and she was complaining about it. And so Betsy pointed out to her, Corrie, now be quiet. You see, it's the fleas that keep the guards out of here. The guards leave us alone because they don't even want to walk in here because the fleas will jump on them and then they'll have fleas. But because we have fleas, we can read our Bible secretly and in a group and knowing that the guards are never going to bother us. You see, it's trusting God to work out what seems to be an impossible situation. The faith rest life. See, misplaced faith in that which is not in the Bible is going to lead to misplaced emotions and despair. We're talking about worry and fear. So many times we have misplaced faith in things that we think ought to be in the Bible, but they're not. For instance, you know, the idea that, well, God will save my unsaved husband after I marry him. Well, that's not in the Bible. The Bible tells you not to marry someone who is unsaved when you are a believer. And so consequently, we have to say, what are the promises and the commands of God? Some else defined the faith rest life as having discernment that will lead you to act when you've got to act and stand back when everything is hopeless and let God act as he will. See, there are times that God says, be still and know that I am God. But then there are other times that you've tried and tried and tried and finally God says, okay, just rest. Trust me. Trust me. You see, we need to take action when we're looking for a job. You just don't wait on a park bench and wait for a prospective employer to come along looking for somebody to hire. But it's trusting God. They said that when Stonewall Jackson was in the midst of a battle during the Civil War, he would sit on his horse clearly in view of the enemy fire, with his hand extended in prayer for his men, straight up in the air, believing that when his time to die came, it would be God's will and not his. Now, that is a faith rest life, and Stonewall Jackson was a man of faith. He was a man of God. He would even stop in the middle of a battle and write out a tithe check and send it by a courier back to his home church because he said, even though the battle is going on here, the spiritual battle is going on back home, and we need our pastor and God's work to be accomplished just like his work is being accomplished here. Wow. That's a man of God. That's a man of God. Now, when I have the faith rest life, it means that I refuse to take action when I've been wronged. And my flesh, you know, wants to take revenge. You know what I'm talking about? Jot down, if you will, 1 Peter 2. Listen to verse 20. For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? What glory? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Verse 21, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Remember the book years ago, In His Steps, came from that verse. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, that means he was lashed with words, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. In other words, Jesus shut his mouth, and he just said, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God to take care of this. Notice, he committed himself to him that judges righteously, not to him that just kind of walks away and says, oh, well, no, no. See, God is a God of judgment. And if you and I believe in God's promises, we can trust in them, knowing that he's going to take charge. He is going to be the one that steps in if we step out. Get out of the way. See, our Heavenly Father has always wanted his children to rest in him and let him be their guide, their provision, their protection. And so we've read then in chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews of a rest for the people of God. See, 9 times the word rest is given in this chapter, with 4 different senses given to its meaning. Now, the first one is God's Sabbath rest. We read about that in Genesis chapter 2, and then in Hebrews 4, verses 4 and 10. See, this is a rest after satisfaction and completed work, not just a rest after you're exhausted, but it's a rest after I am satisfied with what I've completed. God wasn't tired, but he was extremely satisfied. And so it is with his rest for us. It's a complete satisfaction of our life of resting in him and his completed salvation work for us on the cross, his providential care and provision. So I'm not constantly worried about my salvation. I'm not constantly battling questions of, will I make it to heaven? Will I hope so? You know, one of those things. No. It is the Sabbath rest. The second rest is the rest that God had for his children in the land of Canaan after 40 years of wandering. He talked about that in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 11. And he said, "So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." So back in the day, because they wouldn't believe God and go in and conquer the land, remember God said, okay, fine, you'll just wander for 40 years. And they missed the rest. You know, there are some things that God leads you to do and says, this is my will, do it. And you say, but God, I don't know, that's hard, and I'm not too sure it's going to work out. And God says, I have a place of rest if you will believe me, if you'll trust me. The third kind of rest is the believer's rest in Christ. We saw that in verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 4. He said, "For we which have believed do enter into rest." That's speaking of the believer's rest. In verses 10 and 11, he talked about it. "For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his." In other words, you're not working to try to please God and try to find salvation. No. You've entered into the believer's rest in this life. Well, the fourth kind of rest is an eternal rest. And we read about that in verse number 9. "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God." A rest. See, this rest in faith doesn't just come to all of us who have heard of God's care and provision, but only to those who have believed and rested in it. We have a little sign above our bed in the bedroom, and it says, "Faith is not believing that God can, but knowing that he will." You see, after we went through one of the most difficult times of our lives, and definitely the most difficult time of my ministry, I saw that in a Hobby Lobby store, and I said, "Honey, we're buying that plaque." And we look at it every day. Faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing that he will. My precious friend, God has a rest for you, but it's based upon you believing and trusting in his promises. Next time we get together, we'll talk about what that rest is not. It is not the absence of trials, but it's a peace in the midst of trials, because he's with you and he is for you. And so, until the next time we are together, saturate yourself in Hebrews chapters 3 and 4. Begin to discover the rest that he has promised. May God give you a fantastic day.